Outside the visitor center at Fort Hood, men and women in camouflage are streaming into the building, paperwork in hand. Paul Egan of nearby Copper's Cove is a big guy working on a sleeve of tattoos. He spent 10 years working at Fort Hood.
And I've been in Iraq, you know, and I've been stabbed and shot at over there as a contractor.
But giving benefits to the spouses of gay and lesbian service members isn't something that keeps him up at night.
And as far as the gay situation, they're doing the same task I am. They're surviving, they're over there protecting. Leave them alone.
Not everyone agrees with Egan. Several older men heading to the visitor center voiced their opinion, but didn't want to go on tape. "Mister, you don't want to hear what I would say," said one guy in a veteran's baseball cap. Another invoked Sodom and Gomorrah from the Old Testament. At the Killeen Mall, Tylee Grimm explained what having military benefits means for her as the wife of an infantryman.
"Well, I can shop at the commissary, the PX, get cigarettes and gas at the shopettes."
The commissary is a grocery store. The PX stands for Post Exchange. It's a place that sells furniture, clothing, and other household goods. You need a military ID to shop at these stores on base. But until now, partners of gay and lesbian service members weren't able to get those IDs.
"When Don't Dallas, Don't Tell One Away, our service members were allowed to serve openly, but their families have been left invisible."
Lauren Lamoli is with the American Military Partner Association. She says there are over 100 benefits same-sex spouses have not been eligible for. Things like health care, legal services, and hospital visitation rights. Under the policy change, same-sex partners will get 22 new benefits, like legal services and visitation. But until they're considered dependents, health care is not on the list.
"It's probably the biggest need for same-sex military spouses, but we understand that until the Defense of Marriage Act goes away, that's not one of them that they can extend to us."
The Defense of Marriage Act, which bars the government from extending some benefits to same-sex couples, is being taken up by the Supreme Court later this year. Back at the Killeen Mall, military spouse Tylee Grimm says she hopes benefits like health care and survivor's compensation aren't far behind.
"If there is a death, they're going to feel just as much as a normal spouse. The only difference is they're going to have to go out of pocket to pay for everything because they don't get the same benefits. And I don't believe that's fair."
The military has until October 1st to implement the new policy. Lou Quinton, KUT News.